producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Glasses on, it's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway.
The Highway of Life is the focus of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The cast of characters here, and I do mean characters with capital C, Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn on Good Day with Doug, and Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, also here to bring us the inside scoop. Maybe not so much the inside, but maybe this is inside. But maybe it isn't. Pretty much everybody is thinking the debate the other night was a joke. The candidates arguing amongst themselves about the rules. I think they agreed on them in advance, and then they all sort of disagreed. But the real circumstance that presented itself that was so obvious was the situation with CNBC.
They came off looking so bad. Yeah.
They were trying for that gotcha moment, and then the audience was booing.
Even my mom, who like is so different from me politically, she's so much on the left. Yeah. She was like, "Oh my gosh, that wasn't fair at all." I mean, even she felt it. You know, I think it was.
Well, they didn't answer any questions.
Calling them out, though, right? You know,
of course.
And days gone by, they would sit there and they would just kind of roll through. I mean, this never happened in the past, but I mean, they're calling them out, and everybody is seeing what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And truly, it helps the candidates because they got props for shooting at the media.
They all agreed they dislike the lamestream. Who was it coined the reference lamestream? Yeah. Lamestream media. But that's right. And think about the Republicans. See, this is how I think this is going to be a very interesting year. Jennifer is on the same side as I am at this point in time. Roberta's on the Bernie Sanders bandwagon. Both Trump and Bernie Sanders are speaking to the same crowd.
Mm-hmm.
The millennials, the people
up.
Who are...
Yeah.
Well, we're all fed up. But the real target here, whether you realize it or not, of the two who are not strumming the same old song, although one of them is a seasoned politician, the other one is not. The other one's a seasoned media expert. I don't think you can deny that Trump is a very seasoned, smart media guy. He understands how to play the media, knows how it works. Bernie Sanders, I'm not sure it does. But anyway, Donald Trump, you know, you've heard me, Richie, we've talked about this so much. The word authentic comes up a lot when it comes to what's on the radio, what's on television, what is being seen by the millennials as their entertainment. Most people who are in that under 30 category are not listening to the radio in real time. They're not watching television in real time. They do it when they want to. And because all of the facilities are there that allow them to do that, they come across differently, and I'm not sure that we're polling them correctly. I'm not sure they participate in the main with the same vigor that people Jennifer's age and up do. But I will tell you one thing. The more I talk, my son's very astute when it comes to stuff like this, and listening to some of his younger friends who are actors who are in the Hollywood scene, they like Donald Trump.
Hollywood likes Trump a little bit.
Bernie Sanders. Not necessarily does Hollywood like Bernie Sanders, but Donald Trump has something that is different, and maybe it's just that he doesn't sound like a politician.
I can't imagine why Hollywood would like Donald Trump. What would they like about
him?
Because
he's a TV star.
Yeah, but still, it doesn't
matter.
It may not matter to you, but it matters to them.
No, but any other person on the right that's ever come out,
he's falling into that pit.
He gets giant ratings from whoever he talks to.
No matter what, wherever he shows up,
it's all showbiz.
Everybody's going to be paying attention.
Tom Selleck.
What's that?
You know, you mentioned
Trump ratings.
Yeah, not Trump ratings. You mentioned People want to see what Trump is going to say next. I mean, he's the wild card factor. And I think the same thing with Bernie Sanders to a degree. And as far as Hollywood goes, actually, Bernie has more support than any of the candidates from actors.
Right.
Hillary's got a lot of musical support. She has a lot of hip-hop artists. She has a lot of, you know, people in that genre. But as far as the actors that I've seen come out with endorsements, Bernie's doing pretty well. Trump has, I mean, Trump has an interesting cast of people who are publicly on record saying that they'd like to see him. I mean, it's, you know, it's the Hulk Hogans and the Charlie Sheens and the Mike Tysons. I mean, it's the people that are kind of on the edge anyway. But
that's the group I want to be in.
Are you kidding? That's the best party group I want to be in.
But you see, what they all have in common is they watch Marco Rubio flatline.
Yeah.
They see how obnoxiously irrelevant he is and Ted Cruz is and most of the other people that are up there. But then you have this clown Priebus who wants to control everything along with the big money guys that are throwing a lot of dough. They
want
to do anything they can to derail Trump. But the people who are going to, that are now, I don't think the millennials were as actively involved in thinking it through with Barack Obama. They just voted for him because he knew how to use technology. But in this round, this go around, I think there are people that are actually paying attention to what's being said.
It doesn't matter, though.
How do you figure it doesn't matter?
Look,
it's
what we
so
got
arrogant
with,
to say that.
No, Obama is about as much of an outsider as you could get.
But that was 8 years ago, Richie. It's different now, I'm telling you.
That was
a technology win.
I saw it with
Bush. I saw it with Bush. I saw it with the Clinton. Yeah. I saw it. When they get in there and the high advisors who run the CIA, the NSA, the DOD.
Oh, give them the facts
there,
of life.
And they walk in and give here, and they open up the book and they let them see everything they were never privy to before. It all changes.
Well,
it doesn't matter how much of an outsider you are.
The reality is
you got to play by these rules or else the world falls apart.
Okay, so but if that's the case, then there will be after the fact.
There is a ruling class, and that's depressing.
Well, that is, you've got that now, and it's becoming more and more obvious when you see as a result of Citizens United and the money that gets thrown at all these people that they want, you know, the people who really want to control are the ones who have the money.
I mean, all you need to look is Obama when he said, I will get our troops out of Iraq and Afghanistan.
And nothing has been done.
I will
All lies.
Right. He was so against all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And he ran on, I'm going to get rid of this stuff. And then he got in and he couldn't do it.
Well, either he couldn't do it.
Well, he's closing Gitmo. I mean, he is, whether that's
later.
A good idea or not, which I think.
You know
not,
what I find most interesting
it.
With the millennials? They are, when it comes to immigration and stuff like that, how they want it sort of the fiscal issues that Paul Ryan speaks to, the immigration laws. Most people are more likely to assume or to agree that the immigration situation is never really going to be fixed, but let's fix it fair. Let's do what we can to fix it fairly, not just have open gates.
Yeah, I mean, that's what caused Trump's popularity is people on both sides can agree that there is an immigration issue
in
this country.
Yeah, that's when he took
off. Mm-hmm. And that is what has what's catapulted him.
He keeps going back to it by accident. This guy Priebus and the people who are with him, this is a charade.
The Priebus being the RNC director.
Yeah, and what politicians are not hearing in the main, they are not listening to what people are saying, and that's why Trump and Sanders, I think Fiorini is out for whatever, I don't know what happened.
She just sort of fizzled after
still just as good. She's just not getting any attention.
Saying, exactly. I don't know who I'm going to vote for yet, but I will tell you the most authentic candidate.
We have a year. I mean, that's the great thing, is that there's a lot of time.
Is Trump, in a manner of speaking. Is he going to be? Is the next president going to be?
I think he's going to crash and burn in a year.
He will.
I
know.
Trump.
Crash and burn at some point.
He's absolutely going to crash and burn.
Well, so that's your wish. That could be.
No, it's not my wish. It's just the reality.
But I think it's going to happen.
I don't
think
that
is.
I don't know that. Why hasn't he done it so far?
I know. Everybody's been saying that. You know, everybody's like, oh, just wait. He's just going to sell a book. Oh, he's just going to crash and burn. But you know what? Just wait. I mean, we don't know. We don't know.
I think when he started this, it was a PR move. Now it's. Then he went. At some point, he went. Oh, wow.
I think it's a PR move.
People are taking me for real.
Trump doesn't do things to lose. He never does something to himself. He didn't think he could win. He wouldn't do it.
Every time he said he's going to run for president before, it was just a PR stunt.
Well, but that may not be that. Everybody loves the non-politician these days. That was not the case 8 years
That's
ago.
That's right.
I was looking at what Jimmy Carter said, sort of weighing in on the campaign. He said, quote, I had 9 very competent people running against me when he ran back, 39 years ago.
76, yeah.
There wasn't as much attraction then for somebody who doesn't have any government experience like there is now. There was a, he was talking about his legacy to a reporter, and then the conversation went to the political climate now. And so he went off talking about Donald Trump he talked about what I just said.
Yeah.
It's so different now from what it was then and what it was even 8 years ago.
If this were 4 or 8 years ago, Jeb Bush would be the front runner. Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah.
And you know what? If there's anybody on that stage, you watch the Republican debate that could debate Hillary Clinton, because let's be honest, she's probably going to be the candidate now. She's escaped what she had brewing behind her. It would be Chris Christie could take her on, Carly Fiorina could take her on, and Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. All those other candidates will be looked at as bullies. If you put Ted Cruz or Marco Rubio up against Hillary Clinton, they will be
Carson wouldn't look
painted.
Like a bully, but he'd be too nice.
But he would lose. He would get eaten up by Hillary Clinton.
Trump could take Hillary to the mat. And,
Trump.
What Jimmy Carter talked about how the Democrats don't speak to the Republicans and how different it was when he was president, and it was. It was a lot different when he was president, and he addresses that, as do most of the people who are upset about this current scenario. And say what you will about Paul Ryan and what's going on there. He's drawn the line in the sand, but he doesn't do it in an objectionable way. I don't hear him. I don't sense that he has that anger that Boehner does. I don't hear it in his voice.
He came in saying he was going to unite the House, and the first thing he says is, we're not going to talk about immigration because we can't trust the president.
Well,
so he's lost all the Dems, so much for uniting the House.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all right.
You think that'll happen?
Just kidding.
Down the road? I think there's enough of what this is all about left to be seen. But that's true. I was surprised that he said that, Kenny. I was surprised. Okay, we have 18 past the hour of the Doug Stephan Good Day program. What happened to Roberta and our Queen of Sheep? We got that in 60 seconds or not?
Sure. We have it, absolutely.
All right,
stand
by. Queen of Sheep next on Good Day.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014, same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom! More impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Craft Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yep.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Free Brad Paisley albums and free wedding dresses coming up. The Queen of Cheap Report on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. It's 21 after the hour.
voices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Three after the hour now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Today's video of the day comes from the YouTube channel Barack's Dubs, which edits the president's speeches, rearranges the words to mimic popular songs. For Halloween this past weekend, the folks at Barack Dubs present the president singing Thriller. A half a million people have watched this since it was posted on Halloween.
Night and something. Evil's lurking in the dark. Under the moon. You see, sight that almost stopped your heart. You try to scream. But terror takes a stop before you make it. Yeah. You start to freeze. As for a few right between eyes, you're paralyzed. Because this is Thriller. Thriller night. And no one's gonna save you from the beast I'm about to strike. You know it's Thriller. You're watching 45 inside a killer Thriller tonight.
That's awesome.
Love it.
Oh, awesome, awesome, awesome.
All right, so check out the video is much more entertaining even than the audio. Video of the day at DougSteffen.com. All right, so let's go back musically to this date, 1985. For only the second time, a television soundtrack LP topped the album charts, and it was this album. The track was by Jan Hammer, as everybody recognizes the theme to Miami Vice. Crank it up, Richie!
Johnson cruising through Miami and his cigarette
boat. On the boat. Yeah. Right. Yep. Who doesn't remember that?
I remember Friday nights, man. I was in high school. And, you know,
yep.
It was great.
This was the number one album for 11 weeks in a row.
Wow.
Some of the other music from Miami Vice. Wasn't Glenn Frey. How many pop songs came out of Miami Vice? I'm thinking about Glenn Frey, who actually was in Miami Vice for a few seasons.
He had two. And then Phil Collins in the other night.
Yeah, all right, exactly.
Yeah. So, I remember talking to when Liddy used to work here. I'd walk down, we'd be sitting in his office, and he'd tell me about.
Well, he was on Miami Vice a lot.
He was a recurring character, yeah.
Yeah, as a bad guy.
Yeah.
He was a great, Liddy played a great bad guy.
Oh, yeah, he was really good.
Played?
Yes, plague.
Careful, Roberta. He's listening.
He's a wonderful guy. I like the guy
a
lot.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, very good guy. The only other TV soundtrack I'll be to chart at number one was from the television show Peter Gunn, Henry Mancini. With this from 1959. This was another great television theme. Craig is up with you. So Mancini-esque as well. So the theme from I Spy, let's see, the theme, I'm trying to think of some of the other themes that were iconoclastic that were instrumentals. I mean, there were a lot of the TV shows from the 60s, especially the westerns, like Paladin, Cheyenne, Maverick. They all had very recognizable themes, but they were all
yeah, I'll give you one.
The lyrics. Yeah. Oh, Bob, Hill Street yeah. Blues.
No.
What? No, it's MASH.
Oh, it's MASH. Right, right, right. Oh, but I was thinking of Hill Street Blues, Richie. That's another one.
Yeah, that was recognized.
Hawaii 5-0.
Hawaii yeah. 5-0. Da, 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 da. Yep. What else, Kenny? You're pretty good at this. Instrumental tunes.
Rockford Files.
Rockford Files, you're right. Yep. Yeah.
L.A. Law theme was a big hit for a while.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. This original version of Hawaii 5-0. They've updated it a little bit with some of the stuff they can do with digital recording, but this is, it's so good. This just moves you, this theme. 28 after on Good Day.
You want to lose weight? You want to eat fast food? Can you do both? This is Dr. Chambers on Call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Can you eat fast food on a diet? Taco Bell, McDonald's, and Subway say yep, you can. But I can smell your doubt from here. Here's the thing. If the calorie input is not excessive, it's okay. But picture this. You've had a tough morning. Your boss is on your case. You need a reward. You're about to order in your favorite fast food establishment. You don't throw in fries, have the extra whatever? Sure you do. Because if you're like me and carrying a few extra pounds, you've already proved you're a little lacking in the will department when it comes to food. DCOC advice, the best way to lose weight using fast food restaurants, get in car, stop at fast food outlet, out of car, huff it around the block that it's on, 10 times. Now you're burning calories. Now you have a chance of losing weight. Wait, this is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
This is a multi-view special report brought to you by Bank of America. Women small business owners are prioritizing their businesses, customers, and employees over themselves. According to Bank of America's Small Business Owner Report, 23% of women have never given themselves a raise, despite more than half working 50 hours or more a week. The sacrifices being made don't stop at raises. At least 27% have delayed or foregone compensation for as long as 2 weeks, and 37% have charged work-related expenses to their personal credit cards to cover the costs of doing business. Jill Calabrese-Bain, Bank of America Small Business Executive.
While both men and women business owners are making substantial sacrifices in their personal lives for the sake of their businesses, many women-owned businesses are recognizing the need to reward themselves in both their professional and personal lives for their hard work and commitment to their businesses, employees, and customers.
For more information and to view the 2015 Small Business Owner Report, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Okay, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and what you need to know about what's going on today with the help of Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler. You know, we have shortchanged the audience, so before we get to some of the issues and things going on, let's get right to the Queen of Cheap report, where you're going to hear how to get a free wedding dress?
Cool.
Or close to being free. Yeah, all right, so for those of us who want to get married, a dress.
The diva of dumpster
diving. Who want to get married.
Hi there, Queenie. Let's go.
Okay, let's start with this free wedding dress. It's for military brides. Yes, indeed. It's available from brides across America, mostly from November 9th through November 14th. You must be engaged and have had a civil ceremony, and your fiancé must be deployed in Iraq, Afghanistan, a whole list of countries within the past 5 years. You can also qualify if you have an upcoming deployment. Alterations are extra, but the dress is free. You have to register ahead of time. That's why we're telling you now on November 2nd that this whole deal starts on November 9th. So you got a week to register for the event, and if you're going to be a military bride or you know someone who is, tell them about this. They can get a free wedding dress. It's an incredible deal. Also, if you love Brad Paisley, you can get a free Brad Paisley album from Google Play. We tell you how to do it at DougSteffen.com at the Better Living section. Look for Queen of Cheap. We have the link for you there to get your free Brad Paisley album. And also, idea for
Christmas gift? How about a personalized mug? Yes, it's Halloween. Yay! Why not? As soon as Halloween's over, bang, it's Christmas. Yes. You get a free personalized, not free, for just $1, almost free personalized mug from York Photo. Again, we have all the information for you on the $1 photo mug, the free bridal dresses for military brides, and the free Brad Paisley album, all at the Better Living section at DougStephan.com.
Free, free, it's all free! Which is pretty much the way people are going to be looking at mortgages. This is another, you know, we've been grousing through the course of the day about this bill that got added to the bill that was supposed to fix all of the problems we have in the budget. Added on to that was a cybersecurity bill that means that the back door has been opened for all of your records, anything that you talk about online, anything that you do online, to be scrutinized by the government thanks to DiFi. Well, here's another one that you didn't know was going to take place. As of the 1st of December, banks in the United States have been given the green light for those of you who have a 600 credit score or above to apply for a mortgage. See if this doesn't sound like deja vu. And I believe the reason for this is because we have an election. I know many of you are surprised to hear that, but there's an election next year. This is going to solidify the economy, because the economy runs on housing starts and how healthy the housing market is. And I suggest to you with this going on, the housing the whole housing business, the whole area, everything that's affected by it, and, you know, furniture, appliances, all of the things that are ancillary to building homes and people buying homes are going to get a shot, because the official start for this December 1st allows anybody with a 600, a 600 credit score, 5% down, you'll be able to buy a house. 5% down, 600 on your credit score, you'll be able to buy a house. That's the new government edict. The banks are getting the information now. This is exactly what happened in 2005, 2006.
What about income verification?
No income verification. None.
Who needs it?
No. It's all about 5% down and 600 credit score. You're going to be able to buy anything, even though one out of five, even though they know, the banks said to the government, one out of five of these mortgages is going to fail. Don't sweat it. Don't worry about it. We want people to have a home. This is directly a result, not indirectly.
Where are you getting
directly a result of what's going on?
Who's stupid enough to create a
banker? I talked to a banker on Friday, the banker that holds a mortgage for my house out here, and that's what's going to happen. So, and then we were talking about the whole thing. Why hasn't the cybersecurity bill been publicized? It's the same old stuff. The people that are responsible for supposedly getting the information to you.
Here.
Well, you can find out, Richie, what you think.
I think I will, because they are still convicting or bringing up to court people who worked for the banks who caused the last one.
Yeah.
When in all actuality,
when in fact it wasn't the
last
the politicians are the last
were
same
doing
doing
what they were allowed
that.
To do. Right.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly. Moving money around.
Yeah.
I have a hard time believing that they would let this happen again.
Yeah. Okay.
Because that's exactly what happened before.
Election time, anything goes. The poll today at DougStephan.com, how many trick-or-treaters stopped at your house on Halloween? Roberta, how many people stopped at your house?
None.
Really? Nice, warm.
Not in New Orleans.
Where were you? You were in New Orleans?
Yeah.
You got some crazy voodoo stuff going on down there.
Yeah. What about you, Jen?
I don't know. I was out trick-or-treating with my friend's family, so I was at home.
Nice. Richie, how many stopped at your house?
35, 40.
Really?
Somewhere around there.
Kenny, nobody can find your house, right? Aren't you up in a hill somewhere and nobody knows where you live?
Yeah, I'm in witness protection land. We were out anyway.
Sure.
Okay. So I live in a reasonably decent neighborhood in Santa Monica. I'm down by the Pacific Coast Highway, about a block off of the ocean. And I went to bed about 9 o'clock on Saturday night. And
you wild man.
Sometime between when I went to bed and when I got up, Sunday morning I got up and went out and got in my car, and I had left the windows open and the doors open in the car. As the car smelled, for whatever the reason, you know, sometimes you get the
on Halloween night
smelled.
Oh, yeah, you left the windows open.
I didn't even think about Halloween.
Oh, good.
So I got into the car, and there's a cell phone on my front seat, and there's a whip on the other seat. And I'm thinking to myself, who the hell is in my car? Why, where's the cell phone?
A whip and a cell phone?
It was a whip.
Happy Halloween.
The cell phone. So I'm looking at the cell phone, trying to figure out, and it's got one of those, you have to have your fingerprint in order to activate the cell phone. But the cell phone's ringing. So I answer, I hit the green thing, and the phone, the guy on the other end says, hey, man, you got my phone. I said, yeah, hey, man, how'd it get in my car? And he says, I don't know, but I want it back, and I got a reward. Tell me where you are, and I'll come get it. I thought to myself, I'm not telling you where I am.
Good for you.
Oh, boy.
So then I called Brendan.
Smart.
You're going to love this. I called Brendan. I said, Brendan, I want you to handle this. So, and he, we talked about it on the phone for a couple of minutes. He said, what are you talking about? These drunks, there are four restaurants right here. And Halloween night, there had to have been how many people? There's a Mexican restaurant. There's a very high upscale restaurant where all the stars go. There's a gay restaurant and bar around the corner. I mean, there's all the whole mix. So, anyway, I said, Brendan, take care of this for me. And he said, what do you mean take care of it for you? And I said, I don't want to handle it. I'm going to give you the phone. You talk to the guy. I said, no, I got to talk to the guy. Take it someplace and leave it. Right. So I'm on my way over to have breakfast for the kids. I take the phone into a newsstand, and there's a Powerball and Mega, you know, they have the lottery counter, and there's a shelf underneath it. So I just left the phone on the shelf, and I turned around and walked out. I have no other...
Call the guy and tell him you did that?
No. I'm not going to call him. I couldn't call him anyway. He had to call me. But he stopped calling after about a half a dozen times because I talked to him once and that was it. I didn't want to talk to him again.
So you just stashed his phone someplace?
Well, I figured somebody would ring and somebody would answer it, and he'd go there and pick it up.
Somebody else.
Yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
Nah, what you should have done is just said, I'll tell you what, I'm going to the post office on the corner. Yeah. I will leave it at the post office and it will be there in 15 minutes. You can come pick it up.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, so he'll
just
figure
dump it.
Or bring it to the police station. Tell him to be at this police station.
Right. Yeah. Props to you, Mr. Naive.
I know.
For not being a dummy, because that very well could have been a setup.
Yeah.
So what do you think? How did it get in your car with the whip?
I don't know. I brought the whip.
Did you keep the whip?
And then we had a conversation about whether I keep the whip or not.
Wait. Back up. You brought breakfast.
Wait a minute. We've just lost Roberta for a second. Say that again. We got a bad connection.
But I want to back up here. You brought the whip to breakfast.
Well, and left it in the car, but the kids all wanted to see the whip. So after breakfast is over, we walk across the street to where I park, and I took the whip out of the car, and Megan and Brendan both look at it and say, that's nothing. There's nothing, nothing really serious about that. So Megan decided that I should hang it on the meter, the parking meter.
Nice.
Imagine that. More eggs!
So basically, someone was messing with your car, and you just took the items that were left behind and left them all over the city of Los Angeles. Perfect. Yeah. That'll show them.
Hey, can I get some more coffee?
Ooh.
All right. 43 minutes after the hour. How about we...
Jennifer.
That's enough.
A little to the left.
You got my cell phone? Baby.
For those of you who have wondered about bags and puppies, you stayed up late on Halloween night, your eyes looking a little distressed, are they? Here's the way to fix that problem with the GenuCell that comes to us through the courtesy of the folks at Chamonix using plant stem cell therapy to discover the remedy for bags and puffiness. This doesn't mask it. It actually absorbs the bags and puffiness caused by water that collects under your eyes. And so this pulls that out. And now their work has extended not only to the bags and puffiness lines around your eyes, the dark circles that you have there as well, because there's a new product called the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. All natural, just like GenuCell, precisely targeting, though, the dark circles under your eyes. So if you want to look beautiful and or handsome, flawless, if you will, call 800-543-9262, and you will pay for the regular order of GenuCell, but with that you'll get a tube of the dark circle treatment, and you'll also be able to choose from one of their gifts that they have for you. And if I were you, I'd take Esotique. It's their face cream. Great stuff. So you get all that plus free express shipping, 800-543-9262. By the way, as an aside, I'm appalled at the number of commercials that I'm hearing. I even saw some on television last night. Instead of saying free, they say for free, which is horrible English. You know how I chase Roberta around for that all the time. It is very bad English. Just, if something is free, it's free. And free express shipping is what you get when you buy Genucel and the dark circle treatment, that sort of thing. 800-543-9262. Get it now. This is not going to be a sale that's around forever. Matter of fact, they're probably going to yank it pretty soon because they'll be into their Christmas stuff. So take advantage of getting all of these products for the price of one. 800-543-9262. Take care of your eyes, the bags, the puffiness, the lines, the dark circles, all with one call, and prices for just one product. 800-543-9262.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Lumber Liquidators wants to help you get a beautiful hardwood floor quickly, easily, and for less, like customer favorite wide plank gunstock oak pre-finished hardwood. We've got it for just 99 cents, or save on all easy-to-install, top-quality Kensington Manor laminate. This week, gorgeous Bristol County Cherry is more than 20% off, and it's your last chance to save 20% on new wood look tile and 15% on complete Morningstar bamboo flooring packages. Plus, more deals from 69 cents, and get 12-month special financing. Hurry, get beautiful hardwood floors for less today. Go to LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This is a multi-use special report brought to you by Bank of America. Women small business owners are prioritizing their businesses, customers, and employees over themselves. According to Bank of America's Small Business Owner Report, 23% of women have never given themselves a raise, despite more than half working 50 hours or more a week. The sacrifices being made don't stop at raises. At least 27% have delayed or foregone compensation for as long as 2 weeks, and 37% have charged work-related expenses to their personal credit cards to cover the cost of doing business. Jill Calabrese-Bain, Bank of America Small Business Executive.
While both men and women business owners are making substantial sacrifices in their personal lives for the sake of their businesses, many women-owned businesses are recognizing the need to reward themselves in both their professional and personal lives for their hard work and commitment to their businesses, employees, and customers.
For more information and to view the 2015 Small Business Owner Report, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
All right, people in the news today on the Good Day program at 48 past the hour. Billy Bob Thornton, involved in a car crash, taken to one of the hospitals here in L.A. over the weekend in apparently okay condition. Law enforcement sources said Thornton was a passenger in one of the cars involved in the accident. It was 6:45 in the morning in West Hollywood. He must have been on his way because it was Friday morning to a shoot someplace, because that's about the time that people report, show up for, what do they call it, call, roll call, what do they call it? Call time, yeah, call time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they actually interviewed him when he was in the ambulance.
Oh, it kind of made me nervous when I drank it.
Here's the story of a 28-year-old woman recovering after being bitten by a shark as she waded off the coast in Cocoa Beach. Those of you listening to WMEL, I bet John's got this story. Brevard County Rescue says the woman was in the water only waist deep, and the shark came up and bit her.
Yikes.
Officials haven't determined what kind of shark it was. There are a lot of
hungry
sharks in the water there.
It's a kind of
biting kind.
It's a hungry. It's a hungry shark.
Yeah, we have audio from the shark as well.
Yeah.
In San Diego this weekend, Kenny, a new seawater desalinization plant started running. They are trying, they're testing it now, figuring out how it could work to give you in that area drinking water. This is something that's no-brainer.
Turks and Caicos, where they just built their first hospital and airport within the last 5 years, they desalinized their water.
Yeah.
Because San Diego can't figure it out.
Well, it's not San Diego only. It's the whole state of California that should be doing it.
California.
Yeah. All right, so maybe good news for those of you down in San Diego County, Kenny. 51 after. Good day.
I like them fried potatoes.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, can I borrow your odorant?
Yeah, get smelly garbage or old dumpster.
You get low tide?
No.
How about wet dog?
Yep, stick it up.
I must admit, the guy you always come through, I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you.
Just think about a few names, will you? Loch Ness, Bigfoot, the Abominable Snowman. They all got one thing in common, pal. Banishment. We could be next.
That's how it always should be. One without the other. Don't mean nothing to me. Nothing to me.
Where is it, you little one-eyed cretin? Okay, first of all, it's creepy. If you're going to threaten me, do it properly.
If I didn't have you to say you.
What a great movie.
Just a funky little eyeball.
Have you seen this?
Because these two, I've saw bits and pieces of it. I've seen the whole
really
thing
together. You would love it.
Very good together. Billy Crystal and John Goodman singing If I Didn't Have You from Monsters, Inc., which was the number one Halloween movie during the year 2001. And what a nice, refreshing change from the garbage that seems to make it into the number one position around Halloween.
And the music's so much fun.
Crank it up, Richie, a little bit.
Would you let me leave? Look at that.
John Goodman is one of the quiet geniuses, I think, in terms of acting. Since his days with Roseanne Barr, he has really matured, and he's lost a ton of weight, too.
He
looks weird, good. Though.
He looks weird?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's some stories about him getting started. He was a drug dealer for somebody, and that's how he got noticed. It's the same sort of story that you hear about Jason Statham.
Wasn't that a movie that he did where he was a drug dealer?
I think he played that role in a movie too, right, Richie? Statham was Guy Ritchie's drug mule. Is that
Seriously?
What they call him? Yeah, and that's how he found
hot.
Him. Yeah, I know. Well, there you go, Jennifer. Hot start someplace. All right, we're going to have box office totals. I'm looking at the list. Kenny's looking at the list. Chucker's not here today, so Kenny and I will do
Chucker's
the honors.
In mourning after his Mets lost last night.
Good night. Good luck. Adios, muchacho. So box office totals from the weekend coming up here on Good Day.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
All right, let's see here the Good Day totals. Kenny, I see the Martian is still at the top of the heap. Man, this is quite a success story, isn't it?
Yeah, 5 weeks. It's been out 5 weeks. It's closing in on $200 million.
Yep.
Wow.
And it's a good movie. And
I saw it this weekend.
Yeah, go see it.
It was great.
Yep. All right.
Yeah.
Number two, Goosebumps. What was that about?
That was Jack Black. It's based on a young adult series of semi-scary books.
Yeah. Oh.
Fun scary.
It's done okay. Yeah. It's taken in $57 million in how many weeks?
Yeah.
Been a couple of weeks, right? That's all it's been around.
3 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, good for him. All right, Bridge of Spies. Good movie. You haven't seen it. Roberta, did you see this movie yet? You'd like this movie.
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, go see it. You'd like it. Okay, how'd that do, Kenny?
That did well. Picked up another $8 million. It's like at $45 million now.
That's an international sale, though. That'll do better overseas than it probably did here. They'll collect another couple of $100 million, won't they, for overseas?
Oh,
for
sure.
All right.
Tom Hanks is big everywhere.
Yeah. What's
Adam Sandler's animated Hotel Transylvania 2 was next. Another $5 million.
Look at the
$156 million.
Yeah.
Man, Adam Sandler's a genius. Just
cost him nothing to make a movie like that, really. That's good for him. All right, and this is the movie I didn't see this weekend. I've sort of stayed because Meredith would want to see this. This movie looked like it would be kind of interesting, kind of cute. Are you surprised it was at number five and not stronger?
What movie?
Yeah, there were Burns. Two high-profile new movies this weekend, and they both really bombed.
Our Brand is Crisis.
Bradley Cooper's movie, only $5
million. Yeah. And Our Brand is Crisis was eight. They only took in $3-4 million.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was
going to
be better.
Yeah.
Sandra Bullock.
Beaten for
yeah.
the second week by the Paranormal Activity movie.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That is surprising. Yeah, Steve Jobs movie in the 10th position. That only took in $14 million. I'm surprised. That's a good movie, too. A nice story about, interesting story about him. Intern in the 11th position. $68 million is taken in so far. 51, 2, 3, 4, 8. It's 59 after the hour today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined. From where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.